This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by MM Comfort Systems. Lots of news is happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending? Crime.
So last night there was more rioting in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, that members of the media don't want to call actual riots. They'd prefer that we call them protests, because then we can pretend looting and the destruction of businesses is somehow justified, that it is a just response to what some folks in the media want you to believe was a cold-blooded murder, which just so happens to be the exact message being pushed by some activists in that community and all around the country. They want you to believe that what happened was a cold-blooded murder, which perhaps is what some people would have thought had they watched CNN last night. I had the opportunity to tune into Fox News as I normally do, and I thought, okay, let me tune into CNN. I'm just kind of curious what they're doing. Boy, was that a mistake, because the language that you get on CNN is pretty intentional. This was not an accident, this shooting. That's what we were told. It was not an accident. It was part of a systemically racist and white supremacist police force that killed yet another black man. No mention, of course, that that black man in this case decided to not only resist arrest for failure to appear with a warrant tied to illegal gun possession. He didn't just choose to resist arrest, but he chose to flee in a car with a woman inside. That played no role whatsoever in the event on Sunday. None whatsoever. Not even a little bit. Not even the tiniest bit. It was just a murder by a white cop who decided, oh, I feel like shooting and killing a black man today. That's what we're supposed to believe. If you think that message is vile, you are correct. If you think that message pushes people towards the violence that we saw yet again last night in the streets of Brooklyn Center and elsewhere in this country, you are also right. You are being fed some lies, some half-truths from people who are either too incompetent to care about the facts or too bad faith to even pretend to want to present to you the facts of the case. For example, Bernie DeBusman is a DC-based journalist. He's with the BBC World. And he tweeted, not yesterday, not Sunday, but this morning, he tweeted that Dante Wright was pulled over for having too many air fresheners in his car. That's what the so-called journalist, who presumably wants to be taken seriously, who we're supposed to pretend is objective, that's what he wrote today. They are lying to you, and they don't care about the consequences, because they either seem to want to see cities burn, or they agree with that underlying anger. They believe it to be justified. They agree with the underlying political message. And of course, last night we saw people act out in ways you would expect if you falsely believe that the police were out there to murder you.
Yeah, let's drive by.
You had Julio Rosas out in the crowd, friend of mine. He's with Town Hall Media. As you heard there, some gunshots. There's plenty of video out there of state troopers having to use crowd munitions after getting into scuffles with some of the rioters. Not the protesters, not the demonstrators, not merely the activists, but the rioters. And it goes on and on and on. Now, as of right now, we can tell you that Kim Potter, who's been identified as the officer, has resigned from the force, and we expect that she's going to be charged tomorrow, according to Fox 9 News out of Minneapolis, with some crime. Don't know what it is. No reasonable person will look at this and say that this was murder. They will say maybe negligence, right? I don't know specifically the laws in Minnesota as it relates to negligence, but no one is going to look at this and honestly say that this was some kind of cold-blooded murder. Here's the problem, though. This, just like the Derek Chauvin trial, is very politically heated, and there's going to be a lot of political motivations. You have a mob of people who are demanding what they believe to be justice. And when you're in a position like that, as someone who's going to enact some kind of charges to calm the anger, to quell the anger in the community, you might end up overcharging to try to placate a group of people who will never be placated to begin with anyway. And when you do that, you end up ensuring that the person who you just charged ends up getting off, which then means the people who are angry that you were trying to placate only get angrier and then think that the justice system is broken, when the actual piece of all of this that was broken was the person who made the charging decision. So we'll end up seeing what happens. Now, the police chief also resigned as of today, Tim Gannon, who submitted the resignation letter. We'll see what happens there. We'll see who else resigns, if anyone else. We know that the media is going to do what it can, particularly the national media, to stoke the flames. Like I said, last night, CNN was awful. It was truly awful what they were doing and what they were saying, all in the name of being open and honest. But it was not being open. It wasn't being honest. It was just lying. And there's some people who were there last night who called out CNN live on TV, although I don't think, at least at first, he realized he was live. Here's one guy talking with Sarah Seidner, who wanted to pretend like she was cool. She's got it. It's all good. We'll talk to you. I hear your anger. What are you feeling?
Now you can see.
See, y'all be twisting up the story.
You want to talk to me? Do you want to talk to me? Okay, cool. Now, don't take my mic,
I'll
but
talk.
We're cool.
I'll
okay.
Go
what
ahead.
Is your? What's your name?
What's my name? My name is my name.
Excuse me, Mr. My Name is My Name. Is it My Name is My Name or Mr. My... that's probably not all that important. Go. Tell us, what do you see?
All right, so tell me what you think about what's going
what
on
What I think
here.
About this yeah. is all the press and all the extra y'all do makes this worse.
Yep.
You think so?
Yes.
And I love the whole, you think so, really? I mean, we're just on air telling people that this was intentional. Do you think we really think that that's going to make things worse? No one watches CNN. You think we're really? I mean, we're here. We're the good guys.
Who want to protest?
Yeah.
They shouldn't do it in front of a police. Courthouse. Like that. You get what I'm saying?
I want you to be careful. I want you to be careful. I really
of
do.
Of what?
Of anything that can
of
hit
what?
You. Of anything that can hit you. Look at
of
all the stuff.
What?
Of this.
Of what?
Of this.
Do it look like I'm scared?
No, you don't.
Do it look like I'm scared?
You don't.
Exactly. Y'all need to get up out of here with all that twisting up the media.
Okay.
Real.
You don't know me, but we
don't know
we're going to get to know each other. That's
you
what we're going
to
do.
Each other,
yes,
huh?
We are.
Let's
we
see.
Are. We are.
How you going to know me?
We're going to talk. I'm going to share
yeah,
a number with
go.
You. All right, let's do it.
No, let's do it right
let's
here.
Let's do it. All right, here's my phone. Let's
no,
go ahead and share me a number.
Talk about something that's real.
Tell me what's
y'all
real.
Y'all just going to edit out the
we're
down,
live. We
and
are
then
live.
Y'all going to edit out some other
we're live right now.
You're not live.
I'm live right now.
I don't care if you're live or not.
Okay.
Get away from here with all that media that y'all doing.
I hear what he's saying. CNN is not there for the interests of anyone, including the people in that crowd who are there out of legitimate anger that they're not looking to destroy their own neighborhood. But a lot of people last night were there for ill intent. You're not destroying businesses, burning it down, or trying to burn it down in the name of Black Lives Mattering, in the name of any victim, whether it's Dante Wright or anyone else that you claim to care for. You don't go ahead and destroy a UPS store or a GameStop. That's not how you express any concern over policing. In Seattle last night, you had radicals using this incident to target a Starbucks and some other businesses, because nothing says Black Lives Matter more than tackling capitalism.
Right? It's just nonsense. Starbucks windows are bashed. Spray paint. Kill cops. Spray paint Black Lives Matter. How dare you put Black Lives Matter if you're out here creating your own chaos, which is going to put my black life in danger somewhere else when they associate all this nonsense with black people.
Now, to be clear to this woman, her name is Terry. She's talking to Como TV. No one is going to do that. I think it is very clear to folks that the people who locally, when we're talking about this kind of action, the people who are responsible, it's a mix, yes, of some black Lives Matter activists. But when we're talking about like the Antifa crowd, for example, that's mostly privileged middle to upper class white people doing this. Mostly. Yes, there are some low income white socialists who live in studio apartments with four of their besties. But for the most part, we're talking about middle to upper income privileged white dudes and white ladies doing that. So I'm sympathetic to what she thinks some people might believe who's behind this, I suppose. But I think mostly we're all on the same page of who's behind this in Seattle, at least. Kind of feels like we're on the same page. If you're in the media and you don't want to call these acts of violence riots, then you should get into another line of work. Or just simply stop pretending that you're objective. The same party activists and media that will simultaneously and stupidly claim that words and silence is violence will refuse to call looting, destruction of property, and attempted arson a riot. And there are a lot of media outlets that just go along with it because they're too scared to upset the radicals. And then get a new job if you're not brave enough to do what it is you're supposed to. 1-800-465-877 if you want to send me a text. Find me on Twitter, twitter.com/JasonRants. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? The coronavirus.
So Whitman, Cowlitz, and Pierce counties went back into phase number two here in Washington State, a move by Governor Jay Inslee that was done via press release because he couldn't look Washingtonians in the eyes and tell them that he is setting them back. He didn't want to take any questions, legitimate questions, as to why he decided to do this, what metrics he's using and why suddenly he changed some of the metrics that he's using and decided to help save some counties, but not counties like Pierce, which, by the way, their executive, Bruce Dammeyer, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, pointed out to our sister station.
We've been shorted vaccines by 55,000, and doing so when our hospitals have more than enough capacity to take care of anybody who is sick, and doing so when the vast majority of our senior citizens who are vulnerable are vaccinated, I think that gets the majority of people in Pierce County very frustrated.
They should be frustrated, but not just in Pierce. Cowlitz and Whitman, too. Everyone should be frustrated. You have right now the legislature in session. You have the legislature in session, and they are not playing a role. Still, it is the governor who is choosing, which is a flip of a switch, to move people back and forth into different phases. He's not consulting with the people who should be consulted. That should be deemed a significant problem. And so for Dammeyer, he is ready to get back into phase three the second that the numbers look better.
The governor's plan says that they evaluate every 3 weeks. But if our numbers come down, you can bet we're going to be calling him every day saying it's time to let us back into phase three.
That's what counties need. You need people to cheerlead for you, for your business, for your neighbors, for your family. Jeff Wilson is the state senator from Longview. He's going to be on the show at 5:30 to talk about what's going on in Cowlitz County and what can be done. because like in Pierce, like in Whitman, Cowlitz is also dealing with businesses that up until this point were struggling to survive, and they just started to see light at the end of the tunnel. Vaccines getting in arms, not J&J. We'll get into that a little bit later. But things started to look good, and you're looking at your hospitalization rate, and yes, there's an increase, but the hospitals very clearly can handle them. The case rate is happening towards mostly younger people, which means there's not the threat of death the same way it would be if older individuals were getting COVID. That's why our death numbers aren't going up. People are struggling, and right when they thought they had a chance, all of a sudden, bam, they get sent back to phase two. The manager of Bob's Java Jive, her name is Jenna Schrenk, and she spoke to Cairo 7 TV. And they're based out of Pierce County and said, look, we wouldn't be able to make enough for our business to survive if we have to stay in these lower phases.
25% capacity.
Would be like four people.
We wouldn't even put beer in the freezer.
They wouldn't even be able to put beer in the freezer. Is that where they put beer?
I didn't think beer belongs in freezers.
I know vodka sometimes, because it doesn't freeze. But
yeah, I've tried the
beer
in freezer thing.
Freeze?
I think they just call their fridges freezers because they're stupid.
Okay. I mean, or drunk. But you don't put beer in freezer.
No, from my previous experience.
Because I don't drink beer, and I don't want to be a dum-dum. I don't drink beer.
There's not enough alcohol in it to keep it from freezing.
That's what I kind of assumed.
It will explode in the glass bottle.
Okay. But Jenna says that with the current phases, they're also going to be struggling because they, I guess, have live music at their bar. And they're not going to be able to do that anymore.
How are we supposed to get that band in here that could be the next Nirvana?
I mean, okay, let's let's set our sights in a little more realistic way.
The next Nirvana, Jason.
I mean, have they found a Nirvana since Nirvana? Did they find the original Nirvana?
Maybe they did find the first Nirvana.
I don't think that's true, but have they found a band since Nirvana?
No, they're looking for the next one.
Still.
They've been looking, yes.
Okay. Because there's been a lot of bands since Nirvana, but none have
Well, they
come.
Can't find the next Nirvana.
Well, now
closed.
They definitely can at Java Jive with only 25% capacity. What if you get a boy band? You can't even let all the members in.
Yeah, the bassist can't even get in. They're just going to be outside playing the bass.
What's that Korean band that I like?
The
BTS.
BTS.
You can only have Jungkook can't come in.
Well, you think they're going to be the next Nirvana?
Sugar, you got to stay out. We can't let you in. We can only allow 25% capacity. There's too many members of BTS. Those are the only two names I know.
I don't know
any
of
them. I think one is a letter, and I can't remember what the letter is.
Q.
It's not Q.
Oh.
It's not
X.
Go down Q. No, it's V. It's V.
I was so close.
I think it's V. Google that. Tondra is a customer, and you'll be able to tell that she's a customer in a moment, because, again, this is a bar. She's worried for small business owners.
What's the point of even having anything open?
Yeah.
How is people supposed to live? They're putting people more and more out there in the street.
How are people supposed to live? Don't really get an opportunity to hear from the governor on that one, because he was too cowardly to actually answer questions. If you want to call out the governor for being too much of a coward to take questions and deliver this news in a press conference, he couldn't even put together a video. He did put together a pre-recorded video with his messages for Ramadan. He could do that, but he couldn't be bothered to put together a message for the millions or million plus people who are now impacted. If you want to call him out, text the keyword RANTZ, R-A-N-T-Z, to 1-800-465-8770. Text R-A-N-T-Z to 1-800-465-8770. I'll send you my latest blog on this topic, not just for you to read, but for you to post everywhere. Let's get some eyeballs on it. Let's call out the governor for his cowardice. 1-800-465-8770. Text the keyword RANTZ. To the Jason Rant Show. We're live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Project Veritas just released a new secretly recorded video, well, series of videos in this case, of one of their activist journalists with a CNN technical director. His name is Charlie Chester. Is that the name of the Cheetos guy?
Chester Cheetah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Charlie Chester Cheeto, but just Chester.
Similar.
Cheeto. Yeah.
He's not as tan. Charlie, CNN guy.
As the cheetah?
Yeah.
Okay. His fur changes colors depending on which bag you buy. Sometimes he's red with the Flamin' Hot ones, so.
He is, though, as chatty as Chester the Cheetah thing.
Is he as cool? Because Chester Cheetah, that's his whole thing, is he's cool. He's got the sunglasses.
He's probably not looked at as cool right now at CNN. Because he said some things he probably should not have. Now, he describes himself as one step below the director of a show. So he's in on presumably all of the planning of the shows and the different segments and the direction editorially that they're looking to go. And he got caught talking about the network, frankly, in ways that we always knew they viewed themselves, but it is a little bit different when we finally hear directly from people who are associated with the content to admit what we've already known. None of this is surprising in that regard. It's still shocking to hear him talk about it that way, but it's not necessarily surprising. That said, I'm a little bit conflicted on how they got this audio. We'll talk about it in a moment, but first let's go through the audio. So it happened over the course of five different interactions between Charlie Chester and this woman who works for Project Veritas. Sometimes there was another, I can't remember her name, but a graphics producer with CNN was also a part of the conversation from time to time. And there's a lot, the video is on YouTube. It's like 18 minutes or something. It's pretty lengthy. We just pulled a few cuts. In one, he acknowledges that CNN was essentially trying to get Trump out of office, and he believes that they succeeded.
Look what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it, and I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out. I really don't think so.
Now, I don't know if I believe that. If it wasn't for CNN, Trump would still be in office, but he believes that, which means their intent was to fight against Donald Trump. Their intent was to root for Joe Biden. And to that point, they did what they could, he said, to pump up Joe Biden, especially when it came to his health concerns that we had about him, whether or not he was mentally up to the job, physically up to the job. And so, he says, they essentially pushed, in his words, propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, like, Trump, we did it. Like, when Trump his hand was shaking or whatever, we brought in, like, so many medical people to, like, all tell a story that, like, it was all speculation. But he was, like, neurological damage, like, that he was losing it, he's unfit to, you know, whatever. We were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. You know, I think that's propaganda. You know, we had nothing else to run with at that time. We were like just taking shots off the bow, just hoping something hit. You know,
they had nothing else to run with. Nothing at all. What about Joe Biden's health?
I have a confession. I worry about Biden in his health, I guess.
Your news health?
What? I said Biden, our president. Like, I want to just, like, literally, I just want to, like, take care of him and make sure he's okay. Like,
he's definitely, the whole thing of him running during the entire president, like, run for the campaign, showing him jogging is obviously a deflection of his age, and they're trying to make him, like, unhealthy.
Okay, so that part's important. That's what the campaign was trying to do. And he knew that as someone who worked in news. He was not going to be played, of course. He knew what they were trying to do. They were pumping him up as being uber healthy to try to push back at some of the concerns that folks rightly had about his health. Now, a news organization, of course, that's honest, that is objective, is not going to allow themselves to be played, right?
Is that what we did? I don't know. Like, what do you mean?
We would always show shots of him jogging.
Yeah.
And that I'm healthy.
They played into it.
And him in aviator shades, and like you paint him as a young geriatric.
What the heck is a young geriatric? Does he mean like a cool and hip geriatric? Because that's like Tom Cruise. Because Tom Cruise is like 100 now.
I mean, Tom Cruise glasses. Is still cool, right?
Yeah, I'm
besides
saying
the whole because he yelled at people.
Yeah, well, that's obviously cool. But Joe Biden ain't cool.
I had, like, so many arguments about, like, my dad be like, you're voting in Kamala Harris because he's going to die in the presidency. And I'm like, that's a die.
Right, I don't think he's
going to
die.
But I'm okay with that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay with that. I think she could
she'd
be
probably
a bitch.
Be better, but...
She probably could be a bitch in, like, a board meeting.
Yeah.
And you'd hate her as a boss. But she's... real and better than what we've had,
right.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kind of pulled back the curtain, got a look at how CNN views things. And I suppose there are some people out there, presumably on the left, who listen to something like this. And I'm assuming they're going to try to make excuses for, oh, they all do it. You don't think that's how conservative media does it? We don't do that. Have we ever, in our planning for the show, been all like, okay, here's our agenda for today. I want you to pull audio, but only in this way, because this is the point I want to make. I've never done that.
No.
I go on Fox News a lot. You know what they've never done? Told me how to talk about a story. They don't tell me what language to use. They don't tell me what angle to take. They've never coached any specific bit of content out of me. One time, they did say, stop moving your head so much, because I was getting out of the shot in one particular instance.
Did you continue to move your head, though?
Of course, and then they adapted. So I didn't even listen. But that's not normal. What he's saying, if all of this is true, it's not normal. Now, the question then becomes, what do you mean if it's true? He said it, isn't it true? Here's the part that makes me a little uncomfortable. And maybe this is my bias showing. You know where those 5 instances of videotaping occurred? Do you know what happened, what was happening at the time? You know what they were doing?
I mean, sound like they were in a nice restaurant, maybe, having a meal?
Yeah, one time it looked like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
They were on a date. They met on Tinder. This feels wrong. Dude was just swiping right and just wanted a date and a little something else, maybe. A hug. Relax. Doesn't that feel a little wrong that they did this on a date that she was pretending to be into him? Or was she really into him? And this is like the end of a romantic comedy. She was supposed to play him, but then she fell for him.
You're telling me you never go on dates and like wear like hidden body cameras or microphones?
I mean, obviously,
or
I do that because everything I do becomes a bit, but normal people do you not feel bad for him just a little bit?
No, what a stupid flex to say on a date. Yeah, I work for CNN. And
no,
totally...
that's not. I'm not saying that. I feel bad that he's a single dude, presumably, who was looking for love, and you go on 5 dates, not one date, not two. But 5. You are assuming you're going a long way with this woman. Presumably you like her to go on 5 dates, right? You're not going on 5 dates out of sympathy or pity or boredom. You're going out on 5 dates because you actually like the person. Only to find out that she was using you for intel from CNN. That feels so wrong to me.
He did this to himself. You know what I don't do when I take my girlfriend on a date is talk about work consistently.
Well, that's also not true.
Avoid that.
You talk about work nonstop.
Well, I talk about how much I hate you and
well, that's
how
my
you
point.
Bully
you talk
me,
about
but
it all
different.
The time. Oh, he only threw something at me again. You don't feel bad
no.
at all? That's so weird to me.
I feel zero.
That's because you're not
guy.
Single. That's because yeah, you're not okay. single. If you were single, you would have a slightly different view on this. I'm not saying anything he said is justified. I'm not just like none of that. I'm not justifying anything of CNN. Although I will say this, people who go on dates, you will front a little bit, right? Is that what the kids still say?
Yeah.
You will prop yourself up a little bit. You will show the best of you. You're not really even being honest about your own personality until date number 5 or 6, because you have to lie to get them interested in you. And then you hope and pray that when you tell them who you really are with your personality that's insufferable, that they are too far in and they've committed too much time and they're not going anywhere. He might have picked up that she wanted to hear this about CNN because she very clearly was pretending to be a Biden supporter. And so I do wonder if that was at play here, that he was laying it on a little bit thick. And if he wasn't, and let's just say everything he just said is totally true, if I were him, I would just lie right now. He'd be like, no, none of that is true. I was just saying that because I wanted her to invite me over. I thought that we would be able to, you know, instead of Netflix and chill, CNN and chill. I thought she would like it because she's a hardcore Biden supporter, and I thought she hated Trump. I was just telling her what she wanted to hear.
Gross. Do you really think that there's people in this world that CNN and chill? Because those are the worst kind of people.
Well, they're CNNing and not chilling at all. They're just afterwards. They're just angry at the world.
Imagine, like, Chris Cuomo on in the background while you're CNN and chilling.
No, CNN and chilling is literally watching CNN and being miserable and then debating about how miserable you are and then just going home.
So it's very different than Netflix and chilling?
Yeah, this is not Netflix and chilling.
Okay.
There's no enjoyment whatsoever. You can't have enjoyment and CNN at the same time. Those are in conflict.
Because Netflix and chilling brings a nice, you know, ambiance to the room when you hear Vin Diesel yelling in the background of, you know,
100%.
Your Netflix and chill.
That's not happening with CNN. I can guarantee you that. 1-800-465-8770. If you want to join the conversation, send me a text message. Welcome back to the Jason Rancher. Thank you so much for tuning in. Rand Paul was on Fox Business earlier today, and the senator from Kentucky was calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci as he normally does, and yet again, he is correct in his assessment of Dr. Fauci, who he believes should be voluntarily removed from TV because he's just not very good at communicating anything to the American people beyond adopting a strategy of just scaring everybody.
The good news is that even if you got infected from COVID after you've been vaccinated, you have some immunity, you have partial immunity, and it lessens the degree or significance of the disease. So almost everything out there is good news. This is why I so much think Dr. Fauci should be voluntarily removed from TV, because what he says is such a disservice and such fear-mongering, and almost all of what he says isn't even matched by the science of his own institute. So really what we need to do is hear from a lot of different experts.
100% agree. 100% agree. Dr. Fauci, at the start, I thought was a very effective communicator because he did not know all the details at the time, nor did anybody else. The difference is we now have a lot more details, a lot more facts. But he is not changing his tune at all. Like, at all. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. It's actually the focus of a column I have up at Newsweek.com today. When you're out there telling people to get the vaccine, and you're specifically talking to the younger folks, because the younger folks, the 20 to 40-year-olds, they're the ones responsible for the uptick in positive cases. If you're telling them about the importance of getting the vaccine so you can stop the spread of COVID, what makes you think telling them after they get the vaccine they still have to wear a mask and they still can't eat indoors will be appealing to them? What are they doing right now without getting the vaccine? They're not wearing their masks. They're getting together in crowds. They're returning to a normal life because of, in a lot of ways, it's just COVID fatigue. We've been doing this for a long time. They're seeing other people getting the vaccines, and they're done. They are done. We're out. So they're already returning to life as normal. So how then do you get those people to get the vaccine, a vaccine? You can tell them, go ahead and get the vaccine, and you can return to life as normal as you're already doing, but you can do it in a more safe way. Isn't that a better message? Because what would you rather have? Would you rather have someone who's not vaccinated go back to life as normal and spread COVID? And not just spread COVID, because my issue here is not necessarily the spread of COVID per se. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Rand Paul effectively just said it. If you get COVID right now, unless you're in that 65 plus category, and those folks are overwhelmingly getting or have been already vaccinated, you're likely to be fine, right? Unless you have some sort of comorbidity. But the more it is spread, the higher the likelihood of the virus mutating, which may not be effective. The vaccine may not be effective in dealing with the mutation. So we want to stop that mutation. How you do that is with vaccines, because you cut down on the amount of spread. Would you rather have someone who is unvaccinated continuing with their behavior, taking off the mask, going indoors, blah, 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 blah? Or would you rather have them vaccinated and continuing that behavior with a smaller risk of infection and spread? What is smarter from a strategy of cutting down on COVID? Obviously, the latter. Stop pretending that if you are fully vaccinated, there is a significant risk to not just getting COVID, but spreading COVID. The risk is marginal. It's as dumb of an argument as the folks who say, oh no, even when you're outdoors, put on that mask. You do not need to wear a mask when you're outdoors. COVID spread outdoors is almost non-existent. Now, if you're with someone or with a large group of people and you're outside, that's different. But generally speaking, if you're outdoors and you're just walking, you're in a park eating, whatever it is, you're safe. They're not talking about it in a fair way. Instead, Anthony Fauci is taking the Inslee approach. Well, if you're going to kill grandma, you're going to kill people. No, you're not. Stop it. We're going to talk about the vaccine, specifically with the J&J. We actually have some breaking news that just broke in the last couple minutes. We're going to get to that and more when we come back.